Sadial from a base. Chazal tell us. There's a lot going on here, not only in the depths of the matter, just in the storyline. Historically, what happened? What was the sequence of events that actually happened? So Chazal tells us, Gemara in Chulin, Vayitze Yaakov miber sheva yilch harono uksiv ayifka b'makom ki mato l'charon omer efshar avarti al makom shespalu avosai vanilo hispalalti kayoiv daiti l'mahadar kotzalei ara miyad vayifka b'makom. The whole parsha is on its head. The whole parsha is backwards. Really not Vayitze Yaakov Vayifka B'makom. It's really he left, he passed, and he didn't stop by the Makom HaMikdash, and then he had some sort of charata, and then he had some realization, some recognition, and there was a nes, and he went back to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the story of the Avonim that we know about. It's a little bit odd, you know, and one really needs to beg the question on what Chazal are telling us. Why did he not stop there? Why did he not seize the opportunity of davening and of being oil l'makom? As we know, this makom is not is none other than the makom hamikdash. So why is it that it has to happen in this sequence, in this backwards fashion, that Itaka was passed, he was over, and then suddenly he went back and the rest is history. But the emes is, the kasha is, Rabbi Yisai, even after he has his dream and he sees in the dream a ladder, malachim oilim v'yordim bo, which obviously has significance. But I'd like to focus not only on what the significance of the chalom was, again, in the context of going and coming back and not realizing, and only in retrospect, going back to the mikdash, having that dream, what is the significance of the dream, but also, what is the statement that Yaakov says after the dream? Vayikatz Yaakov mishnaso, Yaakov wakes up from his sleep, and he says, "Ochin yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anoichi lo yadati." So, what does Yaakov say? What's the climax? What's he summing up? What's the message? What's the outcome of the whole vision of the whole chaloyim? I didn't know that this was a holy place. We know you didn't know this is a holy place. We know you missed it. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? So I'd like to share with you, Rabbi Yisai, a chiddush of the Kotzker, that he puts all of these events into context. And he says something incredible. But I think what the Kotzker is saying really sheds light onto something that Rabbi Shimshon Yashtropoli says on this pasuk, and I could put the whole story into perspective, and I think it's something that speaks to specifically, it speaks to all of us in Klal Yisrael, but specifically us in some of the conversations that we had last Shabbos, and that we constantly struggle in our maimid in Avodas Hashem in Klal Yisrael. Listen to what the Kotzker says. Vayivka b'makom vayilan sham ki mata l'charon amar Efshar avarti al makom shehispalu avosei va'ani lo hispalalti. The Gemara in Chulin tells us it's possible that I went to a place that my parents went to, my grandfather went to, and I did not stop to daven. Kad yoav daitu l'mahadar kofza la'oretz miyad v'yifka v'makom. Kad soli boi l'mahadar amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadik zeh bola beis meloini v'yifter v'loilina l'chore ina muvim b'nei ma be'emes lo hispalu bahara moria mikoidem. Ask the Kotzker Rebbe our exact question. Why is it that this is all in retrospect? Why is it that Yaakov missed the boat? Why is it that Yaakov did not capitalize on the moment he was passing by? Can you imagine going to Eretz Yisrael, not even visiting the Kosel Maravi? What's up with Yaakov? What's up with our Zeba? Rabbi Yisai, I think there's something before we go on in the Kotzker that we have to recognize and we have to point out at this juncture in Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov never had his moment yet. Yaakov has been a child. Yaakov's growing up. Yaakov has a story in Parshas Toldos, an issue, a conflict. But Yaakov never had his divine experience. Yaakov never had his Shana Aleph. Yaakov never had his moment in Yiddishkeit. That only begins at our juncture in Parshas Vayetze. So now put that into perspective in terms of your lives, in terms of your moment, in terms of sometimes when you're moving and you're on the run and you don't actually have time to think about it. Venira and perhaps Rabosai, there's sometimes, because you haven't had that moment, because you haven't had that experience, there's sometimes an inferiority complex that you have amongst the rest of your surroundings, or when you're comparing yourself to your predecessors, to your father, to your grandfather. The Nira says the Kotzker, Rabbi say, now that we have context and we understand that Yaakov never had that moment, he never had that conversation. Yaakov never spoke to the Rabbi Nishalolim yet. The Nira ki Yaakov avinu olav ashoyim ayayori mina moko mazeh. He was scared of that place. Me'akaroso achazoka, he knew all the stories. He knew about his family, he read through the albums. He knew what his father and his grandfather accomplished in those Mekoymes Akdoshim. He knew about the Akeda that existed there. And he said, who am I? How can I be the prodigy? How can I be the descendant? How can I keep this legacy going? V'hichzik atzmo l'koton v'dal k'negdo. Mameli said, I want to avoid it. I don't want to pass by it. That's Pshat in the Gemara in Chulin. It's not for me, it's for them. I'm just going to kill it. Shein Oroi li konis b'mokoim nali v'kodesh kazeh. He wasn't an idiot. He didn't miss it. He didn't miss the turn. He had ways. Come on. Dr. Kotzker, this was deliberate. So Mamela is Dr. Kotzker. The whole setup of this story was insecurity. Was thinking that it's them, the Gedoilim, the Doiris HaRishoinim, the Reb Kiva Egers, the Kotzkers, the Ktzois, the Reb Nochums, Reb Shechter, they're of Tursky. Me? Come on. You know what school I went to? You know where I live? Klal Yisrael's like them. Lakewood. Me? Mela? I'm just not going to show up. I'm going to avoid the whole monk. I'm not even going to... And then... As time passes on, he realizes he starts regretting. But maybe I could have tried to fill in their shoes. Maybe I would have been zeiche to some siyata d'shmaya. My Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully to this vart of Rav Shimshon Miatzer Poli. Unbelievable vart. He says on the dream, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnoso. Yaakov wakes up from his dream. Vayoymer Ochin Yesh Hashem Bamakoim Hazeh. Wow! There's godless in this makom. There's something divine, there's something spiritual in this place. I just had a revelation. Va'anoichi lo yodati, but I had no idea. I was not aware. What does this mean? What does this mean, you were not aware? You didn't know. Zok de Heilige, Shimshon Miatzer Poli. On the Kisei HaKavod, the Gemara in Chulin tells us there are four dmusim, images that are connected to the Kisei HaKavod. Dmus Adam Sheva Arbas Chiyas HaMerkava Yidiyukno Shal Yaakov Avinu. What are the four dmusim and images that are connected to the Kisei HaKavod, that are found on the Kisei HaKavod? There's the Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesher, and then finally, says the Gemara in Chulin, there's a picture of what? An image of what? Yaakov Avinu. The Aryeh and the Nesher, the Kruv, and Yaakov Avinu are all on the Kisei HaKavod. Listen to the words of Rav Shimshon Yashtrapali once you understand that the Gemara says that. V'hine Yaakov Avinu ke'es al yedei mara asulim shera kisei kvodi yisparach. He dreamt about a sulam. A sulam going up to where? From the ground, going up to the Kisei HaKavod. Umalachim olim v'yardim bo, and malachim go up and down. But ultimately, at the end of the ladder, what do you see? The goal? Where do you see the destination of where the malachim were going up and down between? Was to where? To the Kisei HaKavod. What's on the Kisei HaKavod? The Gemara tells us shechakukim b'Kisei HaKavod, engraved in the Kisei HaKavod, is the Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesho, which is Rashi Tevus what? Aleph, Aryeh, Kruv, Chaf, Nun is Nesher. All these images of these wild beings were on the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Avinu comes up and wakes up from this dream and he says the following, I saw the Kisei HaKavod. And in my entire life, I always pictured and imaged the Kisei HaKavod as what? Ochein yesh Hashem b'makoyim hazeh. There are these heavenly images, these unbelievable celestial beings that control and represent spirituality in the world. The Aryeh, the Nesher, and the Kruv. Ochein, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv. Ochein yesh Hashem b'makoyim hazeh. But you know what Yaakov realizes after the dream? He says, Amayr dikechidish. Ochein yesh b'makoyim hazeh. Va'anoichi. Ochein and Anoichi, the only difference is where you add the Yud of Yankiv Avinu to the Aleph Chof Nun. You realize that you, Yaakov, I, Anoichi, is really also on the Kisei HaKavod, and I matter, and I am the Shliach, and I am above and beyond these Malachim. In Anshe Kodesh Tiyanli, like the Kotzker told us, we've mentioned many times, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want malachim that don't have a challenge, that don't have a struggle. The Rebbe Shalom wants the Kiddush Hashem from those that can overcome. Like we spoke about last week, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Gemara and Shabbos and says, you tell the malachim why you matter and why you deserve the Torah above and beyond them. And the Rebbe Shalom told them, chap and grab onto the Kisei HaKavod. That's like the Gemara and Shabbos says. Why was the Kisei HaKavod necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mekabel the Torah? Because he needed to go through this transition. He needed to realize this message of Parshas Vayetze. You matter. You can continue. You can bring out the tradition from your ancestors, from your office. You should go to the Mokum HaMikdash, and you are on the Kisei HaKavod just as much as the Aryeh, Kruv, and the Nesher. Va'anoichi lo yodati. Yaakov Avinu is telling us his dilemma. Yaakov Avinu is telling us exactly what the Kotzker said. It's va'anoichi lo yadati. I've been living my life as an ochein. But b'makoyim hazeh, they're waiting for what? Anoichi, me, myself, to step up to the plate. I am the one who can tip the scales for the world. I am the one who could shift the whole matzav. I am the one who can guarantee and spread Yiddishkeit to the Doris HaBoim. I am the person. And I need my self-confidence.
And I need to believe in myself. And I need to continue this mission. Because that's not why my ancestors were makriv themselves on the Akedah. And why they gave themselves up in the Holocaust. For me just to say, who am I? What am I? What difference do I make? How do I fit into this? The Makom is not for me. That's the Yetzer Hara. Yaakov Avinu has a meridic revelation. Probably the most important revelation of the Gadlus Ha'od. Of Anoichi. Shimshon Yastropoli says in another piece that this all emanated out of Akasha when Yaakov himself was born in last week's parasha. That Rivka Imenu is struggling when she's walking by the Beis Avodah Zarah. But she mentions a very specific phrase, Dr. Shimshon Yastropoli. Imkein, Lama Zeh Anoichi. If you're going to have a person like this, that's going to jump out of the Beis Avodah Zarah, if this is the future of Yitzhak and Yanke, of Avraham Avinu, of the Baalei Akedah, of the people that walked by the Mokum HaMikdash and utilized it and capitalized on such an opportunity. Imkein Lama Zeh Anoichi. How does that fit in with the Anoichi mission? With the Aryeh, the Nesher, the crew of the Yankiv? Where's the Yankiv on the Kisei HaKovin? Imkein Lama Zeh Anoichi. Why does it say Anoichi? Why does it say Anoichi to believe in Hashem Elokecha? But why does it say Anoichi, which is with a Yud, to change the Ochin into Anoichi? Rivka is all confused. She doesn't understand. It doesn't make sense. Memela Vatelech Lidre says Hashem. She needed guidance. She needed to see because Rivka was already giving us a vision towards the episode of Vayetze in the next week's parasha that's all about Anoichi. Yaakov Avinu is at a scary time in his life. Yaakov Avinu is on the run, but Yaakov Avinu in his first interaction with the Borei Olam, with his divine experience, with his moment, with his spiritual growth, his first shmooze was what? Yaakov recognized that you are Yaakov and you are going to be the father, not only the grandson of Avram and Yitzchak, you are going to be the father of all the Shiftei Kah. You're going to take it further. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says over here, and he says again later on in Bereishis, before Yaakov goes, Anoichi yeh imcha, I will be with you. If you continue yourself as an Anoichi, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, my Anoichi will be with you. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha will be with you. Remember that you have a shaykhis, that you are one that carries the Rabbeinu Shalom. You are pie-pasted on the Kisei HaKovid. And you have to remember this mission of Anoichi. But the first and foremost, before you can even get to be a maimon, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in that you are a person that carries the Shekhinah everywhere you go. My Rebbe Raboisai, Reb Tzadik HaKoyin says something incredible that only Reb Tzadik can say. It's kedai to rip this out of the sefer and paste it on your desk into your notebooks. Listen to what he says. Tzidkas HaTzadik, Ois Kuf Nun Dalit. Kedai to take a look. Kishem shetzorech odom lahamin b'Hashem yisporach. Just like the Torah says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and you have a mitzvah of emunah in the Rabbeinu Sholelom. Kach tzorech achar kach lahamin b'atzmo. So too, you need to be an Anoichi lo yodati. You have to fix the mistake of Ochin. It's not just Ochin yesh b'makom hazeh. It's not just the spiritual, the malochim, the celestial beings. Those are on the Kisei HaKovid. No! Kishem! Kishem means just like, parallel, linked. If there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, then there's a Rabbeinu Shalom who wants his Shechina to be carried through me, Zokter Btzolik. Kovid Hashem Yisvorach. And you have to be mamin in yourself as well. It's not enough to be mamin in the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a chisorin in your amuna with the Rabbeinu Shalom if you don't believe that you are now connected and carrying that Shechina. It's unbelievable how important it is to have self-confidence and to believe in your mission, to believe who you are. Means when you decide to fall, when you decide to go down, when you decide not to show up, when you decide to avoid, to play hooky, to not be interested, to think that those places, the Bokam HaMikdash, is for my Zayda Yaakov, my Zayda Avram, my Zayda, my father Yitzchak, but not for me. So then it's felt in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha assumes that Anochi, that I believe in myself. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Lo Esek Imoy. You're not learning this morning? That means that you're now not bringing Hashem into the Beis Medrash. Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu Lashoyna Alochus Kadosh Baruch Hu Shoyna Imo. You're learning Chavrusa. There's no such thing as learning by yourself. You're learning with the Eibishter. You're learning with the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're bringing the Barei Olam into this building. Do you believe that you have an Esek with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Do you believe that you have a Shaychus? Do you believe that you affect where his Shechina is going to be present? Do you believe that he's affected by your actions? By your decisions? Kadosh Baruch Hu has an Esek with you. Your nefesh comes from the source of life, from the Rebbeinu Shalom Yisbarach, Hashem Yisbarach, Misaneg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cracking up. He's smiling. He gets oyneg, he gets nachas. It's not enough for just the parents to get nachas. The Rebbeinu Shalom is getting nachas. Every day, every mitzvah, every schus, the Rebbeinu Shalom smiling. The Rebbeinu Shalom is like in a playful gym. He's playing with his mishtasheya. He's in such joy, such ecstasy, unbelievable. Zeh perish v'yaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdoi. Moshe Ratzoy over klal nafshet Yisrael b'dor ahu. That's what you have to believe. You can't just believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. You gotta believe in the individual who carries the Kiseah Kovet, who's pasted on the Kiseah Kovet. And that was the message, Rabbi Yisrael, and that was the juncture. And that was what Yaakov had to reveal to himself, what his mother already had a struggle in last week's parsha. This is not an easy mission. This was a very deep dream. But it's something that's relevant to each and every one of us. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara chaps us not only on something that's desirable, not only on something that's enticing, but the Yetzer Hara tries to get us up from our entire foundation. And you just ask yourself a posher question: who in the world are you? What in the world are you doing here? Why in the world do you think you make a difference? And you start having this chalisha sadas. And you start thinking, because of this interaction, or because of this episode, or because of this bechina, or because of this matzav, so I start questioning, asking myself fundamental questions. And then I start second guessing, and I start jumping around. And I go to this place, and I go to that place, and I go, maybe here is better, maybe here, oh, maybe. And then I start asking questions, maybe it's not for me in general, maybe Chazal didn't understand me, maybe my grandparents didn't understand what the challenges of this world would be like, maybe they shouldn't have sacrificed for this. And you just have to stop. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives me a nisayon. He also gives me the ability to be miskaver on the nisayon. I truly believe in him. He gives you that koyach. So let's start putting the yud back into achi. Let's start recognizing these mekoyimus are our seats, are our mekoyimus, our makam kavur. It's not just reserving a table and a place, Rebbeinu Shalom. It's reserving a hashkafa, a perspective, an approach to life. In all of our challenges, realize that you make all the difference. And these are not just Rosh Hashanah shmuzes of the scales and tipping one. No, this is every day. This is my life. The decision I make on a day-to-day basis about my makom, about the Rebbeinu Shalom, about my hisaskus, about what Anochi Hashem Elokecha is, about this repeated phrase in Sefer Bereishis, is something that speaks to me. And it's something that is probably so fundamental for any other decisions that I'm going to have. And it's the first conversation that Yaakov Avinu has with the Borei Olam, because everything else rests on the conclusion of this. Ochin yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, Rabbi Yisrael. We always fall into that trap. Va'anoichi lo yadati. I always thought it was Aleph Chof Nun. I never knew it was me. I never knew that I was the difference. I never knew that I could make the change. Yeah, I thought that that was like a schmooze for the army. You know, like, be all that you can be. No. This is the yesod of Yiddishkeit. This is the yesod of galus, of struggles, of the Sitra Achra. The Rabbeinu Shalom is giving us Eitzah right now. How are we misgaber on all these challenges? How do we survive in a door of love on all that he looks so innocent with all of these things that he wants, Rabbi Yisai? You put the love on wherever you want, Rabbi Yisai. How do I make sure that I can now survive from an Esav that wants to kill me? How do I survive with all of these people that are trying to knock me and derail me off my game and trying to send me off my mission? I need to first and foremost remember who I am and where I come from and where I'm supposed to be. And remember that the Rabbeinu Shalom is dependent on you. If you internalize that, now we can start. Now the Rabbeinu Shalom says, now I can start. Now I can talk. Now we can have a sheichas. Stop avoiding. Stop running around, Yaakov. Stop like the Kotzker says. Stop saying, oh, that's their makom, but that's not my makom. Well, that's your makom. The Rabbeinu Shalom created you. Rabbeinu Shalom put you in this place. The Rabbeinu Shalom put you in this conflict. Don't avoid. Take the challenge. Be misgaber. And remember, you're not alone. You, with your anoichi, represent the anoichi of Hashem Elokecha and answer the kasha of Rivka Imenu, of Lama Zeh anoichi. Mitz Hashem Raboisai, with this yisoid, with this mahalach, with this foundation, we should all be zoiche to bring, like the Tzaddik says, Shashua. We should bring joy, we should bring smiles and nachas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we should be zoiche to be misgaber and to be oile ad l'rakia, ad l'kisei HaKovod, to recognize our picture, like the picture of Yaakov Avinu, on the Kisei HaKovod.